Hello, and welcome to Ordinary Philosophy's podcast. Here, you can listen to interviews and audio renditions of pieces published at Ordinary Philosophy's website, dedicated to philosophy in the public square and the history of ideas that change the world. For more about Ordinary Philosophy, and to see the photographs and the sources and inspiration for each piece, please visit ordinaryphilosophy.com. I'm Amy Cools, creator and editor of Ordinary Philosophy. Episode 95, Bitterroot Mountains and the Lewis and Clark Wendover Ridge Hike. Journal, Powell Campground and Locksaw Lodge, Clearwater Nez Perce National Forest, Monday, July 17th, 2017. After lingering over breakfast this morning with my sister Bonnie, cousin Beth, nephew Corey, and cousin Mo, I realized there was no way I was making it from Spokane, Washington, to Yellowstone National Park today. So I thought, why not camp near Locksaw Lodge and do the Lewis and Clark Wendover Ridge hike, which friends of mine will be doing later this week, on the way. I've left plenty of time in my itinerary to go spur-of-the-moment adventuring. My friends have told so many tales of joy and hardship on this hike that my curiosity and spirit of competition just can't resist the challenge. So I make my decision. I stop at Superior Ranger Station off the I-90, discuss my plans with the two oh-so-kind and helpful women there, and get directions. The ranger here who knows the trails, as well as a ranger she conferred with by phone at Powell Ranger Station, both warn me that the trail is extremely rough and in parts nearly impassable, not having been maintained in any way for at least 2 years. Right now, this sounds to me more like a dare than a warning. I head south on Petty Creek Road, a beautiful drive through a pastoral valley, and over the ridge to Highway 12, and a short drive back west. I was here last in snowy, frigid January. It's very different today. I was in these mountains last when on a delightfully nerdy literary historical retreat to celebrate my 40th birthday in my own way. Rather, it was just one, a newer one, of my own ways. I delight in parties, too, and in camping, and in going off on solitary adventures in which I also meet new people. On my actual 40th birthday, I went camping with a tiny company of closest family and friends, foregoing the usual New Year's celebration with its dancing, drinking, and light carousing. But I was feeling a little more pensive this time around, and wanted to go off and do something on my own as well. So I went on a retreat a few weeks later, which took me to Locksaw Lodge, right across the campground from where I am now, and made those very friends who will be doing the Wendover Ridge hike in a week or so. The thermometer never topped freezing when I was here last. Now it's green and lush and warm. The campground is teeming with fat little chipmunks and birds, and the hidden animals are no doubt likewise well fed in all this abundant growth. The little orange tent is set up, a little green plastic doll shoe in the corner. I'll be sleeping in my niece Savannah's cast-off tent, very lightweight and very small. It's sufficient for these summer days. It's 8:30 in the evening as I write this, and I don't even need sleeves yet. I'm using this little cast-off tent since I'll be flying to Scotland at the end of this trip and have no room in my luggage to take a good tent with me across the sea. So, it'll go to a thrift store when I reach Chicago. Journal, White House Campground, Clearwater Nez Perce National Forest, Idaho, July 18th, 2017. This morning, I'll hike from the Locksaw River to Wendover Ridge, the steep 7-mile hike that those same friends I made during that January retreat call the Wendover Death March. It follows the route, more or less, that Meriwether Lewis and William Clark took over Wendover Ridge. On a trail used by the Nez Perce, with a Shoshone guide, I'll be hiking Trail 25, which runs north and south. I know that if I can't find the trail, or if I lose it, I couldn't really get too lost. To the north is the top of the ridge. To the east, the west fork of Wendover Creek and the road that runs along it. And to the west, the other road and the steep hillside. And of course, to the south is Locksaw River. I'll tell you the story tomorrow. Journal. Cafe at Park in Maine, Butte, Montana, July 19th, 2017. From this cafe, I'll tell the story of yesterday's hike in annotated photos, with this introduction. Relaxed from a hot bath last night, with that satisfying feeling of combined mild soreness and strength the day following strenuous exercise, a warm bowl of oatmeal and berries in my belly, a second hot cup of very creamy coffee, and the open road and adventures yet to come before my mind's eye, I am as happy as a person can be. To my podcast listeners, from here on out, in the original written version that I created for Ordinary Philosophy's website, the rest of the story is told in photos I took of the trip, each one with notes. Here, I'll describe the photo a little and read the annotations, but the rest of the story is best told visually. So I encourage you to visit ordinaryphilosophy.com and look for the Bitterroot Mountains and the Lewis and Clark Wendover Ridge Hike story and see what I saw. It really was just beautiful. I captured this a little bit in the photos, but it was quite incredible. That's why I had felt inspired to tell the story in pictures. So the first photo shows the sign not far from the trailhead near White House Pond, tells a bit of the Lewis and Clark story. The second photo shows an overgrown trail with logs and brush and all kinds of debris all over it, and the annotation reads, I climbed the steep first section of the trail, at times clambering over fallen trees and pushing through soft, lush, lower overgrowth until I reached a fire road. I turn right, misreading the map, which is partially obscured where it portrays this section by a little annotation on the map. The trail follows to the right of the road, but the branch to the left and right was where it is obscured, and I chose wrongly. I go half an hour out of my way before I arrive at the sign for the Wendover Creek West Fork, which alerts me I'm too far east. No matter. It's a lovely warm-up for the rigors of the next section of the hike. I go back to where I had turned onto the road and find the partially obscured trail marker, which sets me on the right path again. The next picture that you'll find is of a beautiful butterfly that I photographed here. And there were many butterflies on this trip, and they were gorgeous. And I was lucky enough to be able to capture images of a few of them. The next photo, which shows a cone of purple wildflowers, which echoes the shape of the trees on Wendover Ridge. The next photo shows some trees and a little square wooden post. And the caption reads, Aha! There's a trail marker, off to the left among the trees. I was too far off to the right to notice it when I made that wrong turn. The next photo shows an incredibly overgrown trail. Just about impossible to see that there's a trail. Like a very slightly wider patch of dirt than the other patch of dirt under the trees. And the caption reads, Yes, there is a trail under there. Another photo shows another image of a very overgrown trail. And the caption for that one reads, And there's a trail under all that too. The trail's overgrowth and fallen tree debris get thicker and thicker the farther I go. I should have worn pants, however warm the weather. There's a photo of these ferns that I gave a nickname, and the caption reads, "I dub these jazz hand ferns." Or you'll need to see the photo to see why I named it that way. The next photo shows, as the caption says, a chipmunk tail, cleanly severed, draped decoratively on a stump. Creepy. The next photo shows, according to this caption, hanging mosses drape a grove of trees. And then another photo of a gorgeous butterfly. Then there's a photo of green leaves with juicy red berries, and the annotation reads, "Thimbleberries with a lightly sweet and tangy taste. The ripe fruit turns bright red and soft and lifts easily off the underlying structure which covers it like a cap or a thimble. They grow plentifully along one of my favorite hikes in the Oakland Hills in California." The next photo is a beautiful photo of a forest from the overlook of the hike, and the caption reads, "Stunning view from the side of the ridge somewhere in the vicinity of the trail. At this point, I turned back about an hour ago. I believe I nearly reached the summit, but I could not find the trail. Try as I might, among the loose litter of needles in a large grove on a particularly steep section. I was nearly out of water, and it was very hot. I'm still recovering from a chest inflammation and laryngitis following a particularly nasty chest cold and needed more water than usual. But the deep breathing of clean, dry, deliciously scented mountain air and strenuous exercise of the day invigorated me, and I felt better and better as I went along, even sometimes nearly recovered. Still, it seemed prudent to turn back while I still had a little water, since I had hiked a long, hard distance already." The next photo shows a little waterway cutting through the forest floor, and the photo caption reads, "A little brook that feeds into Wendover Creek's West Fork. Farther up, I found a large, muddy spring bubbling up over a large area. I discovered it as my shoes squelched right through it under its obscuring blanket of happy leaves. I searched and found a section where it filtered through a little patch of sand and tiny rocks. I tipped one of my canteens and pressed it gently on its side into the sand, so the water flowed into it nearly to the top. Then I poured it into my larger canteen through my cotton shirt, filtering out most of the silt. The water was cold and minerally and incredibly refreshing. I filled the larger canteen with that filtered water and the smaller one again with unfiltered. My water worry assuaged, I continue with renewed confidence. Not finding a better route down, I decided to follow the water, which I knew would inevitably lead to Wendover Creek. It was steep and required lots of sliding and tarzaning down the slope from the overhanging strong but bendy branches. Then this is followed by a photograph of myself, disheveled and sweaty and dirty and smiling, and the caption reads, "This is what a tired and very happy hiker looks like." The next photo is of my legs. They are filthy, again, covered in dried mud and big red scrapes and scratches. And the caption reads, "I tore up my legs a bit on this adventure. I recommend pants despite the heat." Oh well. The next photo shows a curving gravel road with a sign marking the site of a waterway, and the caption reads, "I was glad to reach this fork of Wendover Creek. I was aiming for this creek since I started hiking downhill off trail, which I knew was in this fold of the mountain on this side of the ridge. I finished the hike on this gravel fire road, which takes me back to the main road just west of White House Pond, where I had begun the hike." The next photo is of another gorgeous butterfly. The photo following that, which is the last one of the series, is another selfie, I'm sitting in on a rock in the water. There's a beautiful river that I'm among, and beautiful trees behind me, and a blue sky above. And my hair is wet. I look definitely like I spent a day outside. And the photo caption reads, "The hike accomplished, I bathed my stinging legs and hot head and arms in the Lhokhsa River. What a glorious day! I completed it with two cold beers at the lodge, a little rest, and a nice drive to Butte, Montana. And oh, the joy! A hot bath and a long sleep." The hike took 8.5 hours all told, including the hour-long accidental tour. And stay tuned for the next adventure on my journey across the U.S. Ordinary Philosophy's website and podcast are independent and ad-free and depend on support from patrons and listeners like you. To find out more about how you can contribute to Ordinary Philosophy, please visit the subscribe, submit, and support page today. And if you enjoy what you read and hear at Ordinary Philosophy, please share with those you believe will enjoy it too, and take a moment to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. And as always, thank you so much for listening.